Open with me your Bibles to 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. I read. It says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world." Praise the Lord. Very easily you can divide this verse into three segments. Praise God. I say praise God. The first one is, our love is made perfect. The second one, we will have boldness in the day of judgment. The third one, given the reason, as he is right now, so we are in this world. Praise the Lord. I say praise Jesus. So looking at it, well, maybe for clarity, shall we look at another version of the Bible? Let's look at the Amplified Bible. It reads, "In this," in bracket, "union and communion with him," Jesus Christ, "love is brought to completion and attains perfection with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment with assurance and boldness to face Jesus. Because as he is, so are we in this world." Praise God. If you look at the argument is simple. Maybe I should go a little into the verse. Let me back up a little bit so that we can get it. Let me go back to the King James. And now I want to take it from verse 11. It says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells or dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him." Come on, church. "And he in us." This is how we know. "Because he had given us." Well, how does it read in your Bible? Help me. "He has given us of his spirit." All right. "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in that person. And that person dwells in God." Does that read? Is that how it reads in your Bible? "And we have known and believed the love that God had for us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God." Hello. Okay. Herein, we are back to our scripture, "is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we." Ladies and gentlemen, let me go back to Amplified Bible now that you understand the, at least you read it a bit into the context. In this, union and communion. Did you read something like that in the King James? Come on, talk to me. Oh, yes, we did. He said that if you confess Jesus is Lord, he said then God, is where? In you. And you are in. Have you forgotten so quickly what you just read? Did you read that? Tell me what verse it is in your Bible. Exactly. Read it again. I mean, read it for yourself. If you can boldly confess with conviction in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and He's sent of God to save humanity, it says God dwells in you. Can you read that? And then it stops there. No. See, God dwells in you and you, hallelujah. Come on, church, are you with me? Glory be to God. Look, the thing is this. If we don't know who we are, like I've said, we can never begin to be who He wants us to be. We can never begin to appropriate what He has made available for us. Hello? So this verse, with the help of the Amplified Bible, said, in this is how we have come to conclude and we have come to know that love is perfected in us. How? This union we have with Him and this communion we constantly share with Him. Now, so it takes the person who has the union. It takes the person who have constant communion, who has union and constant communion, to come to the knowledge of the fact, hello, that love is perfected. His love towards me is perfected. Now, quickly, you can begin to understand, I am the vine. Come on, talk to me. You are the branches. You know, sometimes when you are speaking, you know that it is the power of God. You are just speaking. And it is confirmed usually in the Bible, because I go back to read it a lot of times. He says, the word that I speak to you, that's in the book of John. He said, that what? Spirit. Come on, talk to me. Spirit. Say it again. Spirit. So when we speak the word of God, what are we releasing? The Spirit. He said, they are spirit and they are what? Life. And that's why no matter how much the devil has crept up on your life, when you come into His presence, where His word is boldly spoken, you will regain your life. That's why I say the thief comes not but to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's always sneaking up on you. He said, but I have come that you may have what? Life. And have it how? More abundant. So the devils are in trouble this morning. Hello? If you understand the way the Spirit thinks, say, who knows the mind of God? But we know that the Spirit knows exactly what the mind of God, He knows the will of God, and so He guides us into His perfect will. He's talking of perfected love. He said, you know how you know what you have? He said, because God has sent His Spirit to dwell inside of you. We're talking leadership training, and I told them, point blank. I said, leadership? Anywhere God has called you, He calls you for leadership. Except He hasn't called you. Because He calls you to assignment, to another assignment. And so we began to look, what does He use to accomplish what He accomplishes on earth? One, He uses His Spirit. Check your Bible. Go Genesis to Revelation. Then He uses His Word. And then He uses who? His man, you. That's why if you don't make yourself available, He looks for someone else. Because where His Spirit and His Word abide, all He needs is the man. He will move mountains through that man. Hello? So herein is love perfected. So His love towards me is not being perfected. It is perfected. But hear what the Bible says. It says, how do we know that it is perfected? If you love the brethren. And this is not something that you work up. It's something that supernaturally becomes natural with you. You can't hate people and claim to be a Christian. They don't go together. Because Christianity is love. God does not have love. He is. And you are complete in Him. So if you dwell in God, you dwell in love. And explaining this love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, it said, this love cannot fail. So you can see that love is already perfected. How? What does this perfection mean? It is already completed. If we think all, we get upset and jump off his seat to go and do something else. We have something else coming. He will never. He has finished the work. As far as you are concerned, the love of God is already made perfect. It's already concluded. It's already completed. It's already fulfilled. And this love cannot fail. Remember this song that one lady sang some years back? It says, I am love, you are love. Won't you please take my hand, for the one who loves me more. I am love, you are love. Now, won't you please take my hand, we are free to love each other, we are love. And that's why the perfection of all the laws of God is love. When a man has this love dwelling in him, you don't have to tell him, don't covet your neighbor. You don't tell her, don't covet your neighbor. No. He will protect the neighbor. Hello. He will not murder the neighbor. He will not steal from the neighbor. He won't destroy from the neighbor. In fact, he treats the neighbor as himself. He loves the neighbor as he loves himself. So this is the crown of all laws. That's why when they were asking Jesus which one is the number one of all, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. See, and the second is like unto the first, love your neighbor. Come on. As you love yourself, if you can love your neighbor like yourself, then self is dead. If self ever comes up, it's coming up glorified. And this love cannot fail. So I look at it and I say, oh, thank God. Love is perfected towards me. Yeah, that means victory is perfected towards me. Because love cannot fail. Love is perfected. How? In this union and communion. Hello, church. I said, triumph is perfected towards me. Peace is perfected towards me. Hello, wisdom is perfected towards me. And so I am complete in him who is the head, who himself has perfected his love. It is concluded as far as I'm concerned. What is left for me to walk in this love? He says, look. He said, if you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love. He said, abide in my love as I abide in my Father's love. If I abide in his love like he abides in my Father's love, then nothing shall be him. Love is perfected. It says, you know, herein is this love is perfected, and what it has granted is that it has granted us the right standing before God. So the accusations of the devil have no effects anymore. Because he stands before God to accuse you. But if God says you are right, I wonder what the accusation is wasting his time to do. And you see, the confidence, the Christian confidence can never come except as you know that you have a right standing before your maker. Otherwise, there's no confidence. That's why sin works off our confidence like that. Hello? Hello? It says, because in the day of judgment, you will have what? People shake for judgment. But because we are products of perfected love. And what does it mean actually to have perfected love? That means that his love is perfected on me, in me, with me. As a matter of fact, I was writing some things down. And I got three yesterday night. I was tired after the training. But this jacked me up. And I couldn't sleep. I was sharing it, a bit of this on Thursday, and someone that was watching on the television said, it did something to me. He said, I started running all over the room. Something happened to me. It was like I'd never heard this before. I said, when the Holy Ghost wants you to get something, he quickens it, it becomes revelation. So it's not every time we lay hands. We only need to hear. Ha ha ha! Miracles are not difficult. They are matters of positioning. By the time I position myself where God has positioned me, miracles will flow naturally. You understand what I'm saying? God has already positioned me by virtue of my being regenerated in Him. I have a place in Him. So all I need to do is to get positioned as He has positioned me. Then I wonder who will contend. Because it is already perfected. I'm saying this to let someone know that getting out of your seat today to go home is your new beginning in the name of Jesus. And I'm not joking.